Hi everybody and welcome back to the podcast. I'm really excited today to share a bit of psychology with you all. And the question that I get asked a lot is, should I show prices on my website? What's the psychology behind it? Should I do it? Should I not? So I just want to give you my perspective on this and what I've seen from a user experience perspective. What works and what doesn't work. So I used to be the type of person, like going back 10 plus years ago now, I would never show my prices on my website. I was like, well, if I show my prices on my website and people think I'm too expensive, then they're just going to go elsewhere and they're not going to give me that opportunity to sell to them and to show them my value. And this was a real strong belief that I had, and I held it for quite a number of years. And similarly, I was also worried about competitors seeing my pricing, seeing that I'm more expensive, and then going to them for the service instead of coming to me. And again, it was coming back to value. And this sort of like fear related response is more common than you actually probably are aware of. And what we find is that transparency is actually the key to building trust. Now you're going to have to bear with me here while I explain the analogy. So essentially, when somebody comes to your website, they generally have some questions already in their heads that they're wanting to ask. So let's put it this way. Say that you're going to a restaurant and your friend has just told you, we've booked this restaurant for Friday night at 7 o'clock. One of those first questions that you might have is, well, what's on the menu? And then the second question you might have is like, how much are the dishes? You know, when you're looking at a menu and you can't see the prices, automatic subconscious question is normally, how much does it cost? Now, if you do this over the next few days, you will realize that question about pricing comes up more than you probably are consciously aware. So when we go on somebody's website, one of those subconscious questions that your customers is likely going to have is, how much is this going to cost? So they're asking, you answer. If you haven't read that book by Mark Sheridan, They Ask, You Answer, I highly recommend it. It's a great audiobook, something to listen to in the car. It's about 8-9 hours long, so you do need a little bit of time. But I promise you, it's a really, really great book. And it's all about understanding from a content perspective that if we've got people who are asking questions, why don't we just give them the answers that they need? Now, it doesn't necessarily mean that we have to be so explicit and give specific pricing on our site, because, you know, at the end of the day, everybody's businesses are different. And some people, like myself, I have packages which are, you know, sort of like off the shelf frameworks, because I've developed a system to actually help people increase their website sales, or, you know, improve their retention rates or engagement in a specific way within a specific amount of time, and it's a set cost. But then sometimes I get clients who come to me with a bespoke sort of brief. It's a little bit different, and, you know, that wouldn't be something that I could just put on my website. So, you know, what is it that we do in those scenarios? Well, we don't have to be completely explicit. It doesn't mean, because somebody's asked from a subconscious perspective, that we have to be so black and white about it. What we can do is create, say, a blog article. So this is something on the audiobook They Ask, You Answer that it talks about. You know, you could create a blog article around being able to helping them figure out how much it's going to cost them. So instead of actually saying it's going to be £10,000 or £100, instead you would break down how you work out your pricing, because that is something that they want to know. Now, I'll go back to when I was really fearful of doing this, and I'll explain to you why actually it's just a fear-based response and what to do about it. So if somebody comes to your site and you feel like the only way that you can provide value to them is through getting on the phone to them, then you're doing yourself a massive disservice. Because if you get on the phone to them and you can sell yourself on that call, what is it that you're doing on that call that you aren't portraying in your website? So it's a really great problem to solve. And also, if you're not selling on that call, then it's another great problem to solve. And also, how much time do you have? Because when I look back and I think, God, in order for me to be able to grow as a business, one of the key things that I needed to do was to be able to create systems and processes within my own company. You know, I am the sole UX designer, but I have a team around me to support me in delivering what I do for my clients. And to be able to do that, I needed to automate some things. One of the best ways that you can get clients to buy from you is through your website. And that is getting them to purchase without having to have a phone call, or getting them to schedule a call with you based upon already seeing your prices. So what happens then is your rate of conversion is going to be higher because they're already aware of your costs, or how you figure out your costs, or you've given them a ballpark figure or something like that. So when anybody now asks me around pricing, if they ask me directly and I was having a meeting with them, or somebody I was chatting to at a networking event and I was selling my services to them and they're asking me, you know, how much would this typically cost? I say, I've got a great article that I can share with you that breaks this down. Would you like me to send it? They'll say yes. And then I do that and I'm explaining to them. And because I've had time to actually consider how I write that article based upon their needs and preferences, and there's going to be a lot of sub questions that come out of that as well, it's the best article, it's the best way for me to get across what I need to, more than I could ever do on a phone call. And within that, you can put videos in there if you wanted to do a really short video to introduce yourself, to make it a little bit more personable. And if you have a great website that portrays the value and you're expensive, so they don't book a call with you and they think, actually, you're still out of my remit. If you've got a lead magnet or something that they can utilize and they can download, you're still going to be able to capture their email address so that you can remarket to them. So it's a win-win situation. So actually, we have to dig down and see, why is it we're not doing what we're doing? Is it fear? Or is there actually a problem here that we need to solve? Most of the time, people feel that they need to get on that phone because their systems that they've got in place already, or their products, i.e. their website or app or whatever it is, or sales page, is not doing its job. So that's where I help people increase their conversions and get people more engaged in their content through psychology, human behavior. And one of the ways that I do it is an 8-day design sprint. And it's a really quick way. You can Google design sprints online. Google is, Google Ventures are the people who crafted the design sprints, and they utilize them all the time. So do many other really big companies. And the great thing about a design sprint is you don't spend months and months and months trying to figure something out. You don't spend months and months and months designing something to only enter the market and realize, actually, I assumed that by changing this and this on my website was actually going to bring more sales. And instead, what we do is within those 8 days, we test, we validate, we iterate, and we deliver a proof of concept that actually we can make changes now to our website based upon that feedback that we got from real users, and we know it's going to work, so we gain confidence. And confidence is the real key to success when it comes to your website or your app or your piece of software. And if we don't have the confidence, I wouldn't take something to market. Every single time now that I'm updating my website or I need to make a change, even if that change was on social media, like my Instagram page, anything, the first thing I do is test. Because I want to have confidence in what I'm doing. I don't have time to waste. You know, a lot of people say, well, we don't have the time to, you know, to do that. And I'm like, to test with users, it's a real fear. And I'm like, whoa, 24 hours is all it takes to test. And what you're going to get out of that is an 87% success rate when you take those learnings and implement them. If we don't do that, so just with my sole support, say we didn't test with users, which in my opinion isn't user experience design, because there's no users, so obviously you've got to have users, then with my experience alone, you would have a 50% success rate. And you think, oh my God, well, aren't you an expert? Like, aren't you meant to know what you're doing? Well, yes, I fully know what I'm doing. And I'm great at giving people those foundations that they wouldn't have if they did it themselves. So think about percentage where you would be without a user experience designer. I'm a facilitator. I'm the person that gets that ball rolling and can get the answers for you. So you need somebody who can guide you on that process to being able to give you that knowledge from your users. And the only way to do that is to test with users. Everybody thinks differently. If I had the ability to think like every single person out there, I'd be a very, very, very wealthy person. It's just not possible to have that level of insight and knowledge. Nobody out there can do that. But what we do have is a real great baseline of opportunity without involving users to enhance user experience design, because obviously I've worked at really big brands, worked with many companies testing and researching and working with users on like search bars, how to get people incentivized, how to get people engaged and excited. So I have a really great knowledge in that. But to take it to that next level and have full confidence in what you're doing, you really do need to involve your users at every point in everything that you're doing. You need to empathize with them, win their hearts, learn and listen to them, and most importantly, analyze that feedback that you're getting. So you should have your own little system in place there where you're constantly doing this and constantly working towards something better than where you're at now and constantly trying to strive to improve. So going back to pricing on your website, or having an article, or, you know, a sales deck, which includes a little bit about your pricing, is crucial. It builds trust. The moment somebody doesn't show their prices, what is it you think? You automatically think they're going to be expensive anyway. So if they don't show their prices and you think they're going to be expensive anyway, then if you are expensive, it doesn't make a difference. What it's about is applying value and getting the user to understand how you can solve their pain points and how they are going to succeed with your help or your product's help. So if you have any questions around that, I'm happy to do another podcast episode on this. Feel free to drop me an email, hello@clairefreshney.com, and I'll be back with another podcast episode very soon.